All right, Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is called Blessed Are the Peacemakers. Thing is, when you're walking by the Spirit, there is a peace there, yeah? All right, this is Matthew 5:9. This is out of the Amplified. I just like the way it says it. Blessed, enjoying enviable happiness, spiritually prosperous with life joy and satisfaction in God's favor and salvation, regardless of their outward conditions, are the makers and maintainers of peace, for they shall be called the sons of God. This is what the Lord began to say. Walking by the inward witness, that still small voice that is within you. Walking by the inward witness will keep you standing on a firm foundation. If you will do this, you will not be deceived. You must discipline yourself to follow your heart and not your understanding. Understanding is part of the soul. Now I want you to listen to this part. Understanding is part of the soul, the intellect. It is fickle, and if you look to it, you will not be stable. Walk by what you know that is deep inside of you, stable and fixed with no in betwixt. No more double-mindedness because you're looking to your spirit, not your soul, for solutions. The soul can be up and down, emotional, and all over the place, but deep inside is the still, small voice. This is where peace resides. Walking by what you know in your spirit and not by what you feel or see. This is the walk of the Spirit, and it will never steer you wrong, and it will keep you safe. So, Lord, what he's doing, it's just like any soldier having to come under scrutiny. The correction is meant. The Lord says, don't despise that correction. See, he's wanting to make you better. He's wanting to keep you safer. Make it a habit to never make a decision on how you feel. Always check inside of you and listen for that still, small voice that always makes the right choice. You will find peace there. And then you can move forward in confidence and never have regrets. You don't look back and say, I wish I hadn't done that. You'll never say that. Not when you follow the Spirit. Yes, peace makes the call and is the anchor of your soul. See, that will override this. Emotions, who can trust them? They're like a storm and they cause alarm. Wait on me, that still small voice, the voice of peace, and allow the storm clouds to pass over. It is just a big show from the enemy to steal your peace and joy and eventually your faith. Okay, we're going to look at a few scriptures here. 1 Kings. All right, verse 1 there. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done. See, he killed all the prophets of Baal. What chapter? This is chapter 19, 1 Kings. Y'all there? Okay. And withal, how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. In other words, I'm going to kill you. When he saw that, he arose and went for his life and came to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree and requested for himself that he might die. And said, it is enough now, Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. You know, I think what caused me to lapse was weariness. Weariness. Just putting up with so much and just being in agony all the time. And just thinking, Lord, I don't know what to do anymore. Just take me home. You know, this is what Elijah's going through here. After this big manifestation on Mount Carmel, and as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, There was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water at his head, and he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. You could say that cake represents the grace of God. See, we're in a spiritual walk. They were in a natural walk. But that, you know, he pulled aside and God strengthened him. Because he had another assignment for him. It wasn't time to give up and die. One time to go to heaven. It was time for the next assignment. And he came thither into a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said unto him, What dost thou hear, Elijah? And he said, I've been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. See, I've done all this stuff for you, Lord. I've done everything you've asked me to do. What do you want from me? And he said, Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake, and after the earthquake a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire a still small voice. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entering of the cave, and behold, there came a voice unto him and said, What doest thou here, Elijah? And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he, And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. Have you heard some of these truthers acting like they're the only one that's got the voice of truth? They're the only ones, it's all on my shoulders. I don't believe it. And the Lord said unto him, Go, return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria, and Jehu the son of Nimshi, shall thou not to be king over Israel, and Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel Meholah shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. And it shall come to pass that him that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay. This is a new government being set up. Do you realize that here? A new government being set up. New king. New prophet. Because he goes and anoints Elisha. Elijah. He's Elijah. That escapeth from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him. So God's reassuring Elijah. There's a new regime coming, so don't despair. And he raises up a prophet in his stead to take his place. That's what's happening in our nation right now. God's taking out the old guard. He's raising up a new guard. In fact, someone, I don't remember who it was, I saw a video and it was titled, Taking Out the Old Guard. I don't know who did it, but anyway. What you feel is not real. Elijah lit weariness, cloud is judgment. This is a tactic of the enemy to wear you down and act for so you'll act out of your emotions. See, he was having a pity party. God indulged it a little bit. Then finally he just gave him instructions, go get this done. All right, now go 2 Kings 4. This word I just read to you, its title is A New Direction. Second Kings 4. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels borrow, not a few. When thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. See, this is God's financial way. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there's not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay the debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. And it fell a day that Elisha passed to Shunem. There was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat the bread. And she said unto her husband, behold, now I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passes by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick. And it shall be, when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in thither. And it fell on a day that he came thither, and he turned into the chamber, and lay there. And he said to Gehazi, his servant, call this Shunammite. When he had called her, she stood before him, and he said unto him, say now unto her, behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee? Wouldest thou be spoken for to the king or to the captain of the host? And she answered, I dwell among my own people. And he said, what then is to be done but for her? And Gehazi answered, verily she hath no child, and her husband is old. And he said, call her. When he had called her, she stood in the door. And he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, nay, my lord, thou son of God, do not lie unto thine handmaid. And the woman conceived and bare a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her, according to the time of life. And when the child was grown, it fell on a day when he went out to his father, to the reapers. And he said unto his father, my head, my head. And he said to a lad, carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God, and shut the door upon him, and went out. And she called unto her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of God and come again. And he said, wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither the new moon or the Sabbath. And she said, it shall be well. And then she saddled an ass and said to her servant, drive and go forward. Slack not riding for me, except I bid thee. So she went and came into the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass, when the man of God saw her afar off, that she said to Gehazi, his servant, behold, yonder is a Shunammite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, it is well. And when she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away. And the man of God said, let her alone, for soul is vexed. Her soul is vexed within her. And the Lord hath hid it from me, and hath not told me. Then she said, did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? Then he saith to Gehazi, gird up thy loins, and take my staff in thine hand, and go thy way. If thou meet any man, salute him not. If any salute thee, answer him not again, and lay my staff upon the face of the child. And the mother of the child said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he arose and followed her. And Gehazi passed on before them. See, she didn't leave the representative of God. And I'm not saying that's a person today. I'm talking about representative. In the old covenant, that was their representative. So she wasn't going to leave God's ways. It is well, it is well. And Gehazi passed on before them and laid the staff upon the face of the child, but there was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore he went again to meet him and told him, saying, the child is not awakened. When Elisha was come to the house, behold, the child was dead and laid upon his bed. And he went in therefore and shut the door upon them twain and prayed unto the Lord. And he went up and lay upon the child and put his mouth upon his mouth, his eyes upon his eyes, and his hands upon his hands. And he stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Then he returned and walked in the house to and fro, and went up and stretched himself upon him. And the child sneezed seven times, and the child opened his eyes. He called Gehazi and said, call the Shunammite. So he called her. And when she came into him, he said, take up thy son. Then she went in and fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground and took up her son and went out. See, she didn't give up. She didn't let the ways of a normal, bereaved mother would act. She didn't even tell her husband. She knew the child was a promise. All right. So what you feel is not real. The emotions that you're experiencing, they're not real, but they are sent to make you believe this false evidence that appears real. So the devil can get what you're believing God far away from you. That's what happened to the Shunammite right here. The journey that the Lord's taken us on is a journey of peace, for sure and for certain. And so we just can't give up the ship. I don't care how hard it is. I don't care how emotionally draining it is. I don't care what circumstances we see. That's what this is all about. Will you be steady in the storm? Psalms 23. This is our journey with the Lord. Let's read it. It's comforting. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, there's false evidence appearing real, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy word and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's a dwelling place. Just like he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. Back to the Lord now. Now you can understand how Paul was able to shake the viper off into the fire. Paul went through a lot of hardship, a lot of hard things. But he learned to not let his emotions and what he was going through and what he was feeling to deter him from God's will. And when he needed it, the grace kicked in. What you've been experiencing isn't real, the attacks. It is the enemy's tactic to steal your peace and joy. You cannot maintain peace and joy by what you feel, but you can maintain a constant peace and joy inside of you, and it will be easy for you to hear my still small voice or detect the peace concerning an issue. See, when you're all wrought up, you're not going to hear. Peace is the umpire. Peace makes the call. See the storm, get your focus off of that and on to that, what's coming against you. That's his tactic. This is the way I walked when I was here. I didn't let the storm get in me. I spoke peace to the storm. We're going to look at that. Matthew 8. We got chicken littles running around all over the place. The sky's falling, the sky's falling, the sky's all falling. You need to heap up groceries, heap up water, heap up gas, heap up everything. You need to do this, and you need to do that, and blah, 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 blah. The Lord's not said do one single thing to us. Not one drop of water. All right, Matthew 8:23. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him, and behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. He wasn't even concerned about it. His disciples came to him and woke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and sea obey him? The normal Christian, get a clue. John 14:27 says, Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Just as you lose love, you lose peace. Now, I want you to really listen to this. Peace always makes the call. It is the umpire, and it is an anchor of the soul. Still the storms of this world by the stillness, the peace that resides in you. Don't let it go to waste because it is a powerful weapon. This is Ephesians 6:15, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. There's people, storms going on all around us. What did Jesus do? Peace be still. See, this peace stills the storms of life for you and anyone that you come across. That is how I walk. This is how you are to walk also. Not to try to outdo each other and whoever's going through the hardest stuff as you air it. Peacemakers just means to be peaceable. Peace to join. Now listen to this. This is great. Peace to join literally and figuratively by implication prosperity. God. Whoa! I like that. Prosperity. See, Satan's coming to steal. If he can't get you peace, he can't get you goods. Your joy is what Jerry Savelle's book. This is how I walked and everyone benefited from it. This was my commission. Luke chapter 4, 18 and 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Yeah. Now you can understand why Satan is after your peace. He wants you walking from the outside in, not the inside out. He has no defense when you do this. When you do this, you cast him out of the equation. Still on the inside and speaking to mountains on the outside, and they leave. Follow the inward witness. Remain at peace, and I will show you the way to through every circumstance. John 16:33. I'm not sure what that says, but we're going to look at it. John 16:33. These things I've spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. How? Peace. That's why we got to stay moving with the Spirit. Right here, tribulation means pressure. Overcome means to subdue, okay? All right, now look at Matthew 15. Verse 29. And Jesus departed from thence and came nigh to the Sea of Galilee and went up to a mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered, saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I will not send them away fasting lest they faint in the way. And his disciples saying to him, Whence should we have so much bread in the wilderness as to fill so great a multitude? And Jesus said unto them, How many loaves have ye? And they said, seven and a few little fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground, and he took the seven loaves, seven and the fishes, gave thanks and broke them, and gave to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up of the broken meat that was left seven baskets full. And they that did eat were 4,000 men besides women and children. See, Jesus, he just walked in a different way. He wasn't dependent on the system. He's looking to his Heavenly Father at all times. Jesus just listened to the Father and obeyed him, and the Father did the works. Blind eyes open, lame men walking, deaf hearing, the dead raised, the hungry fed, and on it goes. Was that just for Jesus? No. He said that we would do greater works than he did, because he was going to the Father and he was sending us a comforter that is inside of us. So when the storms of life come at you, focus on the inward voice and the inward peace and speak to your storms just like Jesus did. He'll even give you what to say. See, Jesus said, the Father's doing the works. I'm just obeying him. He says, do this and I do it. He really made it pretty simple. Okay.